We're really happy to have Kayla here back once again. A lot's happened since she was here last time, and we'll catch up with her, Kayla Skirman and Evan Palmer. We're going to start by just throwing it straight to you, have them open up with a song, and then we'll chat a little bit. Please join me as we welcome Kayla Skirman, Evan Palmer.
After a midnight drive, I never said you were full of it, but you could see it in my eyes. It wasn't luck that we both needed, or the stars in the desert sky. Just a promise that no one was leaving here until we got it right. Now where did we go wrong? Our love was like the summer breeze. Honey, where did we go wrong? Now it's bad company. We grew apart in a small town by the riverside. You never said it would be forever, still I acted so surprised. And it wasn't easy to stand my ground with that water getting so high. But I made a promise that I wasn't leaving here until I got it right. Now where did we go wrong? Our love was like the summer breeze. Honey, where did we go wrong? Now it's bad company.
Kayla Skirman and Evan Palmer here, and I just put a picture of the two of them up on Facebook so you could take a look at them, and it's nice to have you back.
Thanks.
And
it's great to be back.
Tell me, I mean, you've just got so much going on these days. I know tomorrow you'll be at, weather permitting, to close out this summer-long series of shows. We've been really proud to help sponsor those shows, and you've got a great day. But, well, first tell me about the song you just opened up with.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Song called Bad Company, and it's coming out on a record. We're finishing up. We started making back in May this year. And anyway, yeah, it's like a little story song. Set out in Phoenix, and So we'll be playing that tomorrow night.
Great.
Weather permitting.
I've been looking forward to having you back for a long time because your songs are beautiful and they're beautifully written and sung. And I want to be sure people are still getting to know you, maybe. Can you just sort of talk a little bit about your life, how you came to Pittsburgh?
Sure. I've lived in Pittsburgh for 5 years. Actually, Evan and I moved out here. We're playing in a band for a while. And but I live here and work here. And
from California, we moved.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Should specify that. Yeah, I moved across the country from California.
And you were raised out there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And Evan, is that true for you?
No,
also?
I'm from the Pittsburgh.
Ah, so did you drag her here, or did you?
Yeah, I felt it was time to get out of California, so we moved the operation east.
Well, that's a good thing. What brought you out to California?
Oh, I moved out there when I was still in high school with my parents.
Okay, so your family moved out there, and then you came back. What part of California were you in?
We lived in the Sacramento area. Pretty close to Folsom.
Yeah. Do you find yourself missing it much? Do you get back?
Yeah, I get back a lot.
So. I would think so. We talked about it before. I always think of Mary McCaslin. I don't know if you know her or not. She's a folk singer from the 70s with a very, just a very unique kind of sound to singers and songwriters and that you'll hear sometimes out west that you don't hear is often here. And I think you there's something about you that's really informed by the west, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah,
which is good. So the album's coming out soon, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I would project it probably around November.
Good. So in time, and this will be your first which is exciting. I know you've been working on it for a while. Why don't we listen to another song, and we'll chat a little bit more.
Sure.
If you're just joining us, Kayla Skerman is here. We've linked to her website. It's Schureman, if you're wondering. And Evan Palmer is here playing electric as she plays acoustic. And what would you like to do next?
This next song is called Kiss the Ground. Sometimes you think you know a heart so well, but giving out directions with no street names, you just know by the way it looks, by the way it feels, like driving home. Now these mornings, well, they're breaking so blue, and that horizon draws a line I've never known. But I can still taste summer in the back of my throat. I set it all for you. Behind my back, and when you took my hand to tell me the feeling faded from gray to white and black, December, you're so good to me. I never thought I'd learn to stay and dance with my two feet.
Kayla Skirman at the Saturday Light Brigade, along with Evan Palmer, playing so well. You guys really fit each other as you sing and play together. Was it hard to put an album out to get everything the way you wanted it to sound?
It was actually surprisingly easy. I lucked out with some really good players in Pittsburgh, and a good friend of mine, Nate Campisi. He works over at Mr. Small's studio, kind of your neighbor here, actually, in the north side. He actually engineered the record, and everything kind of fell into place. It's sounding really good, and so, yeah, I think it was a lot of work, but at the same time, just like really rewarding, and I'm happy with it.
Good. I mean, I ask that in part because your songs are really intimate. They're clear. They are, to me, very personal, if not true stories, but just very personal. In terms of your own engagement with them. And I sometimes wonder if when you commit it to a recording, if you're not careful, you suddenly become a little bit further away from them. I'm not a musician, so I don't know exactly, but I would think that can happen. So you really need to be sure that the engineer you're working with and the other musicians you're working with can help you to do that. In some kinds of songs, I don't think it matters as much.
Sure.
But with yours, I think it's really important that they continue to come out that well. When did you start writing?
I was probably 18 or so, and sort of like a closet songwriter for a few years, and then decided to just do more with them. I got like really inspired to do some more writing, and originally I was a drummer for a long time, and then I switched gears and started writing more, singing.
Do you remember anything that inspired you?
Oh yeah, I think it was just like a certain style of music. Like Evan introduced me to a lot of alternative country. We used to listen to like a lot of Lucinda Williams and Kathleen Edwards and Ryan Adams and
Josh Ritter.
Mm. Yeah, and it was, they all wrote like pretty, in a pretty personal style. So I think that influenced me as a way to, you know, just be able to like be creative and express myself and just write some tunes.
And were you playing, well, you mentioned you played drums. Did you take up guitar as an adult pretty much later?
Yeah, it was sort of later into being a musician, like as a second instrument. So I'm still kind of figuring it out. seems like, but.
You sound pretty good. I just wanted to ask Evan a little bit about your musical background. Were you playing guitar as a kid growing up, or?
Yeah, I've had a guitar since I was probably 12 or 13 years old. I didn't really have the discipline to practice it for many, many years, even though I was playing in bands and in front of people. So, I was this songwriter for a while, and Kayla was in my band, and we were in a couple other bands together, and I haven't really been doing a lot of that recently, but a couple of years ago, I decided that it was time that I actually started practicing the guitar a little bit, and so I got a hold of Kayla and just had her send me, you know, whatever song she was working on, just as something else to learn, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you too. And what high school did you go to here in Pittsburgh? You would have probably graduated in California.
Yeah, I did graduate in California. I started the first half of my freshman year. I went to Peters Township.
Okay, I always say that because folks sometimes wonder where people are from, and actually, we have a lot of listeners in Washington County and out that way.
Yeah, I grew up in the South Hills in Washington County.
Kayla Skerman is here with us. That was Evan Palmer, who's playing along with her. She has a new album that is going to be out later on in the fall. You can also see her at Weather Permitting tomorrow, which is at Shadyside Nursery. And the hours for tomorrow are 5 to 9 o'clock. James Hart is going to be there, too, with his great voice. And two great voices tomorrow that should be fun. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do actually a newer song called Rose, and we're just going to tune up real quick. And
take a moment and do that. I'll remind you that you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's live, Labor Day weekend. We're happy to have you here. A special hello. It's only our second week being heard in Charleston, South Carolina. A very special hello to WOHM, Charleston 96.3. We're really happy to have you as part of our family, and vice versa. Keep up the great work that you're doing there. I think Kayla and Evan are tuned and ready to go.
Do we have any songs about Charleston?
I don't think so. Okay. I've never been to Charleston.
You can do the Charleston while you play. It's radio. We'll say you did it. Nobody will know.
All right, this is a song called Rose. I used to be someone didn't want to be anymore, and I hope when you see me now you don't see her breaking dishes on screaming out loud and slamming all them doors and using your love up like I could always get some more, 'cause I was a little far from home thinking I was right when I was doing wrong. And when the petals come off of a rose, it's just a a thorn.
coming back. I've paid the cost. It leaves a heart in two, but I'll count the ways. I still need you. You're the one that feels like home. It sets me right when I'm doing wrong, and knows when the petals come off of a rose. It's just a thorn. Yeah.
Number of folks are popping in and saying how much they're enjoying listening to you today, and you can listen to her live again tomorrow, her being Kayla Skirbid. She'll be performing at what should be a beautiful day, beautiful setting as part of Labor Day weekend at Shadyside Nursery as part of the finale of the Weather Permitting series. More details at weatherpermittingpgh.com. We're happy to be a sponsor of that event and for the support they've given to us. It's just so much fun to listen to you. On the new record, are you planning for instrumentation? Have you rearranged some of your songs, or what are? I'm used to hearing the two of you play together. Have you added some things? Or?
Oh yeah, yeah. We have drums, bass, piano, pedal steel, lots of background vocals. So it's this is kind of the songs in their most basic form, and yeah, the record has a lot more going on sonically, but
yeah, I suspect, I was talking with Rob Gray, our technical director, yesterday, who is a big fan and enjoys your music, and he was mentioning to me that your fan base, the number of people that just really enjoy hearing you, it just seems to keep growing and growing. Are you feeling that way yourself?
Yeah, and I think
what's funny, sometimes people will think that, and the artists themselves will say, "Really?" You know, but
yeah, no, I've noticed definitely a connection with reoccurring audience members, new audience members, friends, people around town, and I think we're playing live now as a full band, so that sort of like reaches out to. Not different listeners, but just even a broader range.
It gives you more opportunities, too, I think, and just more people discover you, I think, when you have more musicians. Have you thought about touring at all, getting out?
Yeah, I'm going to plan something once the record's out and sort of take it around, just kind of start locally or just surrounding major cities and book some shows, and so yeah, not a ton of plans with that, but maybe next year, next spring or so.
And I keep mentioning the weather permitting date. I didn't get a chance to look at your schedule to see if there's anything else coming up that we should be talking about.
That's definitely the most current tomorrow night, and that's all ages too. So if you want to bring kids or
it's a fun,
dogs are welcome.
Everybody's welcome. Kids are free. There's a fee for adults, but it's not too much. And there's hula hoops and squirt guns. And
it's a nice setting. It's at the nursery, and there's food trucks, and you can kind of bring your own beverages.
Bring your own. There's often craft beers there, too. Kayla Skerman is who's here, along with Evan Palmer, and I'm glad we get a chance to just hear a lot of music this morning. So we should have time for, we didn't get a chance to even talk about set lists today or anything. We probably have time for as many as three more songs, depending on, I want to be sure we don't have you play more than you intended to.
I think that's how many we have left.
Oh, look at that, karma. Or kismet, one of those K words.
The next song is called San Fernando County Line, and it's a story song set in San Fernando, which is, I actually grew up there when I was really young and thought it'd be kind of cool to set a song to it.
As Kayla tunes, I want to say hello to... tuning's encouraged, that's fine. I want to say hello to Ryan. Thank you for checking in. Also to Rich, we appreciate your saying hello. Doris, Nico, Tracy, and John, thank you for checking in as well. And we're glad you're enjoying the music.
Okay. San Fernando County Line. One, two, three, four.
He had me smiling all the way on our drive to L.A., singing me the songs that you wrote. You were breaking hearts, you were tearing them apart, and I was loving every single note. And we were young enough to run and feeling so alive. Windows down across San Fernando County line. Found a way through the streets in the desert heat. We were playing every Saturday night, like June and Johnny, the life of the party. Man, we were feeling fine, but I should have seen it coming. They were turning out the lights, drinking our way through San Fernando County night. Not easy to be in love like we used to be. Would take all the angels in this city. Thinking about how I'd be better off on my own. You were showing all the girls a little part of your world, and I was sitting right there at home. And I was restless enough I didn't even say goodbye. Windows down across San Fernando County line.
Kayla Skerman and Evan Palmer. Great songs, just one great song after another. And you're really a phenomenal singer. It's every time I hear you, I'm just mesmerized and frankly blown away.
Thank you.
How great your songs are. Have your songs been covered yet by anybody?
I've had some friends actually play them, open mics and things like that.
I mean, I would think that people would be itching to sing some of these songs, because they're so well done. And that includes some people. Have you thought of, like, I have no idea what that process would be to get songs into the hands. I guess you need an agent or somebody to get songs.
Oh, yeah.
And you might prefer to sing them yourself if they were ever to get that big. But I just think some of these songs, you could picture whether it's alt country or just traditional country singing some of these songs.
Yeah, there's a process for that.
I'm looking at Evan.
Like,
for a long time,
have you thought about? I'm just curious if you've thought about it. I mean, your songs would hold up beautifully, I think.
Thanks.
Evan's the expert. Well, did you ever try doing anything like that?
Maybe, I don't know. I used to back when we had a band that I was fronting. I was writing the songs. I used to cold call a lot of people.
Yeah.
And just send them stuff in the mail. Which nowadays there's so much stuff out there that. You know, I called Universal Records on the phone one time, and they asked me if I knew anybody that worked there, and I said no, and they said, well, you got to know somebody, and they just hung up on me.
Huh. And that was back probably before you could go on the internet and pick somebody and just say, I know so-and-so.
Didn't think of that.
Yeah, so. Or you should have said John Smith. You know, there has to be a John Smith there somewhere, or Smith. I knew Smith over
right.
I know, films are a great place to place music now. I don't know how lucrative it is, but, you know, hear Kayla singing in the background while a scene takes place. While somebody is unpacking and getting ready to move, you know, you can hear her lilt in the background. What would you like to sing next? Enough is its name?
Yes.
Enough, Kayla and Evan once again.
I don't know what to do. I've been running, tired and looking for you. And I'd like you better if you were still in our bed, stealing kisses and covers, all the things that you said. And you're singing in the kitchen now like you always do. There'll be a last time, and I'll cry when that's through. Your heart's made of silver and mine's gold like a fool's, but they break just the same. I'm not coming back to you. 'Cause I thought I was in love, but I was just trying to be numb. Oh, and I said I let you go. Right back where I was. And I get flashbacks of truck stops, walking home from bars. I'm ahead of this freight train that ain't even ours. And it's a heavy load for the faint of heart. He never asked if I could carry it, just told me how far. I thought I was in love. I was just trying to be numb. Oh, and I said I let you go. I'm right back where I was. Thank you. tired and looking for you. And I'd like you better if you just come back to bed. Shut out the lights, forget the things that we said. Cause I thought I was in love, I was just trying to be numb. Oh, and I've said I let you go, I'm right back where I was.
Kayla Skirman and Evan Palmer here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Somebody you know just sent a note on Facebook. Andrew, do you know any Andrew?
Yeah.
He is listening. And
a couple Andrews.
Let me get I can get the right Andrew here. I should have, I closed that window without thinking of it. But Andrew, you know who you are. And we're going to make sure that Kayla knows who you are, too. Andrew, last name starts with a G.
Graciano.
Yes, Graciano. There, we said it. he mentioned how much he's enjoying listening to you play today. It's amazing, this interconnected world of ours.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this on the air before. My grandma used to think that TVs could see you, and she would do things. My dad tells me this, or told me this. She would put a blanket over the TV when she would get undressed to go to bed at night. And if, you know, little did we know that she was probably very perceptive and prescient, right, of how it would eventually be with a little camera there, or with the ability to see who says what on Facebook and everything. But she got nervous about those types of things. Thank you both.
Radio's pretty safe.
Yeah, radio's very, very safe. We've gone all these years without a lost time accident, without any,
wow.
Knock on wood. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
today.
Us. This is wonderful. I mean, you guys run a great show, so anytime I get an offer to be on it, just makes my whole year, really.
Wow. We appreciate your being here. And what would you like? I should know, because you were debating songs before. It's probably the other. What song do you want to finish
on?
Yeah,
so there's. Well, we have a few more in our bag, but we're going to do one last one called Shake.
Shake.
Yeah.
Thanks, both Evan Palmer, to you both, Evan Palmer and Kayla Skirman.
Thank you.
Grab your keys and shuffle your feet, 'cause you're about to leave. And I'll stand in the doorway until you're gone, and it's just me. And I hate, hate, hate that feeling from my heart. And I'll shake, shake until I'm trembling. You didn't tell me about her, but darling, you didn't have to. I could tell by the look in your eyes and your brand new shoes. But I'll wait, 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 like I always do. And I'll dance. I'm putting on my coat, and I hope I don't make you late. You said you wrote me that song, and now it's just about the interstate. I think I'll drive, 'cause it's heavy now to stay. Roll down the window and shake.
Kayla Scarman, Evan Palmer, thanks.